I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump began Thursday with a series of ceremonial procedures that set the stage for opening arguments early next week. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, the trial is getting underway as Democrats argue new evidence proves the president's guilt in trying to leverage U.S. aid to Ukraine for his own political benefit.
The trial got underway as an independent government agency announced the Trump administration had broken the law by holding up congressionally approved aid to Ukraine. Trump's Senate ally says there was no impeachable offense. But Lev Parnas, an associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, could be a possible trial witness after saying Trump knew exactly what was going on with aid to Ukraine. Trump denies this.
I never had a conversation that I remember with him.
Democrats believe these revelations will increase pressure on McConnell to allow witnesses. The trial set to get fully underway next Tuesday when senators return from the holiday weekend. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
The Chinese government is applauding an interim trade agreement with the United States, but cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. U.S. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed the deal Wednesday to resolve what had been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's largest economies. Iran's supreme leader says its missile attack on U.S. troops in Iraq earlier this month was a blow to America's image as a superpower, as he led prayers in Tehran for the first time since 2012. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said America had cowardly killed the most effective commander in the fight against the Islamic State group when it killed General Qassem Soleimani in a U.S. airstrike in Baghdad. This is VOA News. President Hassan Rouhani says that Iran is now enriching more uranium than the country did before it agreed to a nuclear deal with world powers in 2015, as Tehran gradually scales back its commitments under the agreement. Meanwhile, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA, Washington is ramping up pressure on its closest European allies following Tehran's accidental shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger jet last week.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Tuesday the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement could be replaced with what he called the Trump deal.
If we're going to get rid of it, then we need a replacement.
Speaking in Parliament, Britain's Foreign Secretary said a broader deal would tackle issues besides Iran's nuclear program.
The wider concerns that the US and many other states, including the United Kingdom, have about Iran's broader destabilizing activities in the region.
Some analysts say Washington could make a post-Brexit trade deal with Britain conditional on support for the United States' stance on Iran. Analysts say for now, Europe is trying to buy time and could wait until after November's US presidential election before making a final decision on the future of the nuclear deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
New documents tell us more about the Islamic State. We get more from AP's Mike Rossia.
A Washington-based Syrian rights group says it has documents produced by the Islamic State group itself that could help identify individuals responsible for atrocities during the group's four-year reign of terror. The Syria Justice and Accountability Center has released a 24-page report called Judge, Jury, and Executioner. The report is based on dozens of documents obtained from inside Syria and collected by a local activist from abandoned Islamic State group offices in Raqqa province. Muhammad al-Abdallah, the SJAC's executive director, says the documents could help establish responsibility for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A government advisory panel says federal regulators followed poor procedure in certifying the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jet.
The transportation secretary created a committee of aviation experts last year after the deadly MAX jet crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Overall, the group has given high marks to the Federal Aviation Administration's process for certifying planes, calling it safe and effective. But some members of Congress disagree. The chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Democrat Peter DeFazio, says they've found several cases in which the certification failed.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America from our studios here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, as we bring you all the beautiful music from Africa, and we are going to be talking about certain things that are affecting the continent, affecting us as a people. And we have in the studio Mr. Jibrila Kagbo, the Deputy Executive Director of Rainbow Initiative from Sierra Leone. And he will be talking to us later on. We'll be talking about rape and sexual offenses and all these other stuff that are going on in Africa, especially in Sierra Leone. But right now, it's music time, and so let's start off the ball rolling. Starting off today from Nigeria with Zlatan and Burna Boy in Killing Them. And right after that, Saka, the sound of PDK from Namibia, and HW3 by Becca featuring Bisakere from Ghana. But Killing Them is the first track that we're going to play for you today, and it's by Zlatan and Burna Boy from Nigeria.
Abula Abula Nwenu.
Me Badia.
Abula Abula
Nwenu. It's KLP Vibes.
Zlatan.
If I receive.
You go with it.
See, I'm killing them shot. Because I swear God, the fight will kill them back. Rob, 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 we go to win them like that. Oh God, boy, I can know if you're a belly jack.
Calling my name to the morning, yeah, for the hangover.
Aye, 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 aye,
nyanya atu sakere fenya nuno na monda bota batekena chatu sakata kwa shani mani ma galane
featuring Bisa Kere from Ghana, and right before that, Saka by PDK,
of Namibia and killing them by Zlatan and Burna Boy of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Don't go away. My guest is here, Jibrila Kagbo, Deputy Executive Director of Rainbow Initiative. We'll be talking to you later on. Stay close.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is the African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Yes, we broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, straight from Washington, D.C. Hallelujah is our next track. Daphne featuring Boy Tag of Cameroon, and right after that, Numva Nshaka by Double J of Burundi, and Dodo Rima by Influence Akaba of the Republic of Benin. But Hallelujah, now by Daphne of Cameroon featuring Boy Tag. It's all beautiful coming from the continent of Africa. And I'm David Vandy. Let's enjoy the show. I'll be right back after this.
Baby, I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely.
Do, 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 do
Chima, Influencer Kaba from the Republic of Benin. And right before that was Numva Nshaka by Double J of Burundi. And at the top was Hallelujah by Daphne featuring Boy Tag of Cameroon. Well, I'm sure you're having a wonderful time, and we keep the music rolling from across the continent. But don't go away, just stay right where you are, because when I come back, my guest, Jibrila Kagbo, the Deputy Executive Director of Rainbow Initiative from Sierra Leone, will be here to talk to you. And I want you to stay right where you are, because this is affecting our community, affecting our society, affecting our people, affecting our young girls, affecting our women. So stay there and don't touch that dial. I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
My name is Dena Dennis of the Star Eagles, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African beat with David Vandy on the Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I told you about the Rainbow Initiative that we'll be talking about right here on the show, and it's from the Rainbow Centers. And my guest today is Jibrila Kagbo, who happens to be the Deputy Executive Director of the Rainbow Initiative. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Kagbo.
Thank you so much, David.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Kagbo, Rainbow Initiative, first of all, tell me about Rainbow Initiative. What do you want people to know about Rainbow Initiative?
Rainbow Initiative is a national non-governmental organization registered in Sierra Leone, and it has been in operation since 2003. The initiative came about as a result of a report that was done by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. You know, that commission was set up to look into the war, what led to the war and what happened to women. You know, so one recommendation that there needs to be set up a place that can provide free health and free psychosocial support for women that suffered during the war, women and girls that were raped during the war. And that was how the initiative started. The International Rescue Committee, an international NGO in Sierra Leone, picked up that idea and they developed a project that was funded by DFID, the Department for International Development of the UK. You know, so that is how the initiative started, and they opened the very first Rainbow Center in Freetown in 2003, and the second one was opened in Kenema, which is in the eastern part of Sierra Leone, at the Kenema Government Hospital in 2004. And in 2005, the other one was opened in Kono. You know, those are areas that really suffered during the war. Women, you know, suffered. Women were raped. And so those centers were opened. And since then to date, we have been the only organization in Sierra Leone that is providing free medical and free psychosocial support for women. Hmm.
And the guns fell silent in 2001, 2002. And then you thought of this, and you thought that these women needs attention because of the kind of report that came out. They need this attention, they need the care, and you decided to come up with this. And, you know, you just said something, that Rainbow Initiative is the only organization that has been given free medical, taking care of those women that were raped during the war, that has been molested. Are you saying here that The governments of Sierra Leone, I'm saying governments because they have been previous after the war and up till now, did not follow what the Truth and Reconciliation Commission stated in their report about taking care of these people?
As we speak, it's really unfortunate, David, that the government hospitals are not providing these services for free. You know, if you want to access the services, if you are raped, a woman or a girl, you are raped and you go to any of these government health facilities, you have to pay until you go to a Rainbow Center where all we provide is free. So that's the difference. It's in the law. We have the Sexual Offences Act of 2012 that makes it really very clear that you can access free medical from a government health facility. But it's never happened.
Is it that those who are staffed there are actually exploiting the people, or the government is not making the provision?
Well, when you look at the free medical health initiative that is there, it talks about three categories of Sierra Leonean people. You have the under five, you have the suckling mothers, and you have the pregnant women. Those are the three categories that the free healthcare is taking care of. And if you are raped and you happen to be not within that category, you have to pay, you know, in a government health facility.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy, and my guest today is just touching on some heartbreaking points here, and that is Mr. Jibril Kagbo of the Rainbow Initiative. All right.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Alone, what would you say have been achieved as far as that sexual violence is concerned?
Okay, so maybe just to take you back, David, you know, since the establishment of the Rainbow Centers to date, we have supported over 40,000 women and girls, you know, that suffered from rape, but just in 5 districts out of the 16 districts in Sierra Leone. So that tells you that lots more women are out there suffering. They don't have access to free medical and free psychosocial support. You know, so in 2019, last year, we supported a total of 2,900 women and girls that suffered rape. We provided the services. But we've seen a kind of increase now in 2019. You know, the data I have with me here, it's from January 2019 to November 2019. And it says we've supported a total of 3,388 in those 5 districts. So you see that there has been an increase in the number compared to the ones we supported in 2019. You know, what we want to attribute that to the fact that there is a kind of a space now where survivors can come out and speak out. You know, that has not been there. Then we've seen that the new government paid so much interest in fighting against gender-based violence in Sierra Leone. They did the very first time in the history of Sierra Leone that we saw that the presidency declared, you know, a state of emergency on rape.
Yeah.
You know, so that tells you the degree to which the rape issue is really becoming in Sierra Leone.
I agree with you there, but what I'm saying to say that, and like what Rainbow Initiative is doing, where the people can go and talk about those things, where they will feel confident that when we come here, we talk, something will be done and we will be taken care of. Is that part of the government's plan, or like what a Rainbow Initiative is doing? Because government is supposed to take over that, you understand? But this is what Rainbow Initiative is doing. But from what the president have declared, do you see that forthcoming?
It is also another unfortunate situation, David. You know, when the president declared state of emergency in February 2019, he made certain provisions that all government hospitals should provide free. And he also spoke about the judiciary, that, you know, the cases need kind of speedy trial.
Speedy trial, yeah.
You know, of the cases that are reported. But unfortunately, David, that is why we saw that there is an increase in the number of cases that are coming to us at the Rainbow Centers. People can go, but you have to pay. you know, because the health system, the provision there is only for three categories of Sierra Leoneans, and the budget or whatever that goes to the Ministry of Health is only for those three.
Well, I hope they are listening. I hope they are listening to you, and I hope they are listening to the show right now so that they can take the necessary action. You know, when you talk about this speedy trial, I can remember the first time the First Lady declared the hands of our girls. I remember a trial that somebody was caught, I think a 70-year-old man penetrating a 13-year-old girl, and the guy was just sentenced for 48 hours. That was like crazy. I was sitting here and I screamed my head out. I said, what is going on? This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C., and my guest today is Mr. Jibrila Kagbo, the Deputy Executive Director of Rainbow Initiative from Sierra Leone. But we'll take a quick music break and we'll come right back and we'll continue talking to our guest. The next track we're going to play is Say No to Rape. Say No to Rape is done by Kobazi from Liberia. For you to know that this is not just affecting Sierra Leone, it's affecting the entire continent, in fact the world, where people just sexually abuse women and girls with impunity. So Say No to Rape is a cut by Kobazi from Liberia. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love Benny Sounds Productions.
Kobazi, oh my boy. Can't you see the pain she's going through? Yeah. She is so afraid to share her story. Yeah. How can we pay this claim if we don't fight for these children? Yeah. Real men don't rape. Real men don't rape. Real men don't rape. I'ma let you know. She'll be your daughter. Yeah. It'll be your sister. Yeah. Send up to rape. Send out to rap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anybody on your clothes?
Oh, yeah.
You must talk it, oh. When you want to squeeze your breast, you must say, oh. Every drop was in the EU. We call the police. Oh. And a family matter there. And a family matter there. Oh. Zoom, I go lazy, I know, man. 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 Send up to rap.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. My guest is Jibrila Kagbo, Deputy Executive Director of Rainbow Initiative that was founded in Sierra Leone in 2003. And the Rainbow Centers provide assistance and medical treatment for sexually assault victims in the country. You stated that the number of sexual assault from January to November of 2019 that came to your center is 3,561.
Yes.
How do you hope to extend your coverage and your assistance to other parts of the country?
It's a good question, because Rainbow Center, like, I said earlier, we are just in 5 districts out of the 16 political districts that we have. But it's part of our plan to see how we could reach out to other places outside, you know, where we are operating. And one of the things that we have started doing is to see how we could integrate our model into the national health system. You know, we have a training package that we call the Clinical Care for Sexual Assault Survivors. It's a training package that we have, that we have started training the other health facilities that are within the government's health facilities to ensure that they have the know-how, the technical know-how, the expertise to take care of survivors that are reaching out to them, and they provide the first aid treatment and refer to our centers where they are. Because we also provide free medical certificates that survivors can use when they want to access justice. That is what it can provide us as evidence. You know, so they provide those services out there. We've trained them, and they can now provide first aid treatment and refer to our center. And the other thing that we want to do is to open up what we call rainbow centers in government health facilities. You know, so after training those health workers within the government domain, we can now establish a rainbow table where we will use the government health nurses that we've trained to provide the services. And we
instead of going and getting your own location, it is you. I think that's a very that's a very good point.
Yes, you know, because it's really expensive. To run one rainbow center, we are spending like $125,000 per annum. You know, so as a local NGO, I mean, it's a lot on us to raise money. You know how the donor landscape is like in back in Africa. And we also want to see, we've started raising funding. We did a kind of fundraising event before I traveled to the US, where we want to see that we establish one more rainbow center as a kind of model within Freetown, but in the west end of Freetown. We are within the Lumley area, perhaps, you know, but it's really difficult to have to access the funding because we want to construct as a kind of a model that we use to serve a kind of a training hub, you know, to provide that excellence facilities where other people can come and learn from our model. So those are the plans that we have for now. But funding is a major challenge for us, David.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best in that. But let me just ask you, with the government pronunciation of these stringent laws that has been put in place, you know, one thing we know about where we come from is that laws can talk about it, but the implementation is one thing that is always lacking. How best has the judiciary been doing to put in place these stringent measures, these laws, to let these laws actually bite, to take effect, to hold those accountable?
The declaration of the National Emergency on Rape, you know, led to the review of the Sexual Offences Act of 2012. So there was a review that was done around September 2019 that is now called the Sexual Offences Amendment Act. And within that, there are certain provisions that are really very stringent, you know, that prescribe saying you can go for life imprisonment if you are caught, if you are found guilty of raping a minor. And the judiciary has really stepped up. I can say that they've stepped up, but they are also challenged. I was in a meeting with the director of public prosecution, you know, a whole unit at the law officers department, and he made it clear that they are challenged also in terms of the human resource. You know, where they have their state councils should be seated somewhere, you know, within the rural communities in the other districts. You can have only one magistrate looking after two districts or three districts. And you can imagine the number of criminal cases, other cases that are piled there. You know, so the human resource is another challenge. And the other thing, David, has to do with us as a country. It's a biggest challenge that we have in the fight against this menace, and that is we don't have a forensic lab as a country. So we just depend on what we see physically with our eyes, and we don't have those facilities that will prove beyond all reasonable doubt to say, yes, Mr. X, you know, raped Ms. Y. And Mr. X can be sent for life imprisonment. So that is the challenge that we have.
All right. Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today, Mr. Jibrila Kagbo of the Rainbow Initiative talking about sexual offenses, rape, and all the assault that has been taking place against our young girls and women in Sierra Leone, and how the Rainbow Initiative is helping to provide medical care, counseling, and everything that will help these victims get back on their feet. But we will come back to Mr. Jibrila before we climax this interview, and we want to look at the stigma on some of these children and women, because when some of these things happen, the victims becomes victimized also, and people start looking at them differently, and the public sometimes is not even sympathetic to the victims, because they are perpetrators, maybe wealthy people that have money, and they can play with the law the way they want, and the victims become something else. But we'll come back to that. Let's take a quick music break. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and another track we're going to play now is from Ghanaian superstar Samini, and he calls this one Obimbra. Obimbra, when I was talking to Samini, simply means a cry for help. When a child or a woman is being molested and they're crying for help, and these people, the young, our girls and our women in Sierra Leone, are crying for help. And so this is Obimbra by Ghanaian international reggae star Samini. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and you've just listened to Obimbra, A Cry for Help by Samini of Ghana. Well, back to my guest here, and I know you've been doing a lot of work with your team out there in Sierra Leone in your centers, and I hope that you will have the help that you need when you start initiating these the Rainbow Centers in the and the government facilities, and those who you put there will actually do the work. Let me ask you now, since you've started doing this work, what has been your contact with those who have actually survived these tragedies? I call it tragedy because it is a tragedy. You know, for these people, their lives have been destroyed by men that will maybe be walking the streets, having a good time, and these women or girls are locked into everlasting emotional prison. Have you got people that you have worked with that are survivors that you want to tell us about?
It's really difficult, David, to have survivors speak out, you know, because the stigma it's a major challenge for women that survive. In fact, that is why if you look at the statistics, David, you will notice that people that are reporting, 90% of those cases that we've spoken about are people below 18 years. And those above 18 years, they find it difficult to report because those are people that are married, those are people that have kind of status within their communities. And when once they are raped, they find it difficult to speak out. Now that we've seen the kind of commitment from the government, we've noticed few women that are bold enough have started coming out, you know, just to speak out and share their experience, bitter experiences with other young people to serve as a kind of guide to them as to how to go about their life. But let me tell you, David, in terms of the survivors, we one of the survivors that we saw in 2019 was a 7-month-old baby that was sexually penetrated.
Oh, okay.
And she lost her life. You know, and we had another case of a 13-year-old girl that was raped by three men, and she was physically molested and raped, and they tried to dump her into a pit latrine. You know, imagine the kind of suffering that she went through. So those are just two cases of the number of cases that are suffering from this out there.
Man, this is—it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It is so difficult to take. But one final thing before you go, Mr. Kagbo. What would be your message to people that don't speak out? Because these days, even in the Western world, we know that it was difficult for people to speak out, but people have started coming out and talking. Can Rainbow Initiative provide a platform for these people to come out that want to say, hey, I'm going to speak out to inspire other young people, to inspire other women that have been raped, women that have been molested? I am going to speak out. So what would be your message to them? Because sometimes people need inspiration. So,
yeah, so one platform that we have is we have an outreach program where our colleagues go out in the field, you know, to provide GBV, gender-based violence awareness messages to the people. And within that, they encourage survivors to come out and speak. But like I said, it's difficult to have a survivor. It takes somebody's mind to be free to come out and say, hey, I was raped. But we've had like two or three cases of women that have come out that have joined our outreach program to go out in the communities, you know. But just before saying my parting words, David, I just on behalf of the board of directors and the management and staff of Rainbow Initiative and the survivors of rape in Sierra Leone, I want to say a very big thank you to our donors, to the people that have believed in what we're doing. You know, they've provided the government of Sierra Leone has provided us the space where we are operating. We are operating from government hospitals, and the space there, we are not paying for that, and we use the electricity and we use the space. We are not paying for that. So we want to say thank you to them. I want to say thank you to Irish Aid, who has been with us. They believe in what we do. Thank you to the International Rescue Committee and OSIWA, is Open Society Initiative for West Africa, and the United Nations Population Fund, the UNFPA. Of course, TROCARE, which is an Irish program, Save the Children. They've also been there for us. And we just got another funding from the European Union, because they see that what we do, we are unique in what we are doing, and they believe in what we do. So that's why they've joined other donors to support us in Sierra Leone.
All right. Well, it has been a great pleasure to have you here in the studio. And Thank you so much for accepting our invitation to be on the African Beat today.
Thank you.
And we look forward to talking to you anytime, even when you're back home in Sierra Leone. If there's anything that is coming up that you think we should talk about, we'll be open. Inasmuch as it is an entertainment program, it's music program, but people who listen to music are also victims. And so they want to hear. And so we can use this platform to also talk to them, to let them understand that Rainbow Initiative is out there. And they should come out and speak when these things happen. All right. So thank you again very much, Mr. Kabo. And thanks for everything that you do for the women and children and girls in Sierra Leone.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. Well, with that, I just want to say a very big thank you to all our guests out there, all our fans out there, everybody that is listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, I am David Vande, and I'm sure you've learned something today. And hey, if you're a girl or a woman, if anything of this nature happens to you, please don't hesitate. Speak up. Speak out. Speak out. It is only when you speak out that you will get help. All right? Well, till we meet again, I'm David Vande here in Washington, and I'll leave you now with this track by one of Sierra Leone's young rising stars, Ijatu, and she calls this one Love Not to Yagba. Till then, have a wonderful day.
Who love na sababu. Now na trouble every day. You go see you young today. Not a kiss, not a hug again, no. Love today, not to love today. Love not so yakba. Love not so force. If the man don't like you like him, mama. Left and go. Love not so yakba. Love not so force. If the man don't like you like him, mama. For no reason.